commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
Alderman Keen Winters favors a city manager for Wausau. He now wants an interim city manager to be appointed as soon as one can be found because he believes the dysfunction at City Hall is spiraling out of control. Wrong. The cure for the city's problems isn't a city manager, it's a better mayor. And I largely agree with Winters' assessment of what's happening in city government. Taxpayers paid twice for a legal opinion on the Thomas Street widening project, one that city staffers didn't like, and then a more expensive one that they did. There are ethics questions about Mayor Jim Tipple's vacation that have yet to be fully explored, and the sudden resignation of the city's human resources director, which makes the investigation more difficult. There's a pending harassment complaint that hasn't been resolved. And there's the debacle over losing federal block grant money because the city didn't deal properly with the eminent domain cases that are pending. So how should these messes be untangled? Well, voters should weigh these issues on election day. And if they decide that Jim Tipple is corrupt or incompetent or is no longer the right leader for the city, they should vote for someone else. Part of Councilman Winter's frustration is that some of these scandals were brewing before last election, and Jim Tipple won anyway. I've laid out the pros and cons of a city manager before. The position takes power away from the elected mayor and gives sweeping authority to an unelected bureaucrat. Further, the mayor's powers and responsibilities are outlined in the city charter, so the charter needs to be amended first, and that should be a long and deliberative process. Some have suggested a citywide referendum on the city administrator proposal. I think that's fair enough, but it misses the point. If Keen Winters objects to the way Jim Tipple is running the city, he should run for mayor, put his ideas before the voters, and then accept their verdict.